From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. The ashes of Chinese activist and Nobel Peace Prize winner Liu Xiaobo were scattered at sea Saturday after he was cremated in a private ceremony.
At noon of today, the ashes of Mr. Liu Xiaobo has finished the sea burial ceremony, and his relatives and family members have already spread his ash into the ocean. This is also kind of local customs.
Liu, China's best-known human rights prisoner, died Thursday at age 61, following a high-profile battle with liver cancer that made his death as controversial as his life. He spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience and died in a hospital in Shenyang, where he had been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. Turkey marks the one-year anniversary of a defeated military coup. Since then, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has dismissed at least 100,000 civil servants he has characterized as supporters of the aborted coup. The government has arrested another 50,000 people. The Turkish opposition says the Erdogan government is moving toward authoritarianism, while the Turkish leader says the crackdown on rights is necessary to thwart security threats to the government. Another person has been identified in a controversial Trump Tower meeting that took place in June of last year between members of U.S. President Donald Trump's presidential campaign and a Russian lawyer. This week, Trump Jr. revealed that he attended the meeting because he had been promised some incriminating information about Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton. You're listening to VOA News.